I like these guys. They are funny guys.
Arriba!
Just kill one of them.
You saved my day many times. When you ran away, guess I broke my promise.
I didn't realize I had to hide the video. It was on a loop.
That sounds like, is that the lock the War Stories intro video?
No, it was playing the next video all of a sudden.
Well. Chuck, yeah. Have you been watching Shogun? On Hulu?
I started to with my wife, and she was like, that's too many subtitles. I'm not watching. I was like, all right.
I used to have that struggle with my wife. My wife didn't used to like to watch black and white movies.
Sure.
I can't watch it tired because I will pass the fuck out and obviously I'm not going to know what's going on. But so
let's go back to the chat because who's going to take the action? Sofa King Slow took the action that Team Curtis had $10 that Fuzzy was late. Fuzzy was not late. Fuzzy was here. I was
not late.
Chuck was here. Matt is still missing in action.
I got my ice.
Yeah, Matt's literally still missing in action. I have no idea where he is.
Matt's out of pocket. Try calling him. He probably won't answer.
He probably won't answer.
This day switch is kicking my ass, man, because I'm off today. So I'm like running around with the kids all day long and all afternoon. By the time we do this podcast, I'm like, what time is it?
Am I dead? Am I alive?
All right, welcome happening? To Daddy World, bro. 24/7. Sucks.
Yeah. I'm building them up. I'll tell you guys the story about the kids' backyard tree getting chopped down.
Hold on, here we go.
No.
So we had this big, beautiful jungle. Hold on.
This is a cherry tree.
We can't hear nothing. Can you put this on speaker? What's happening?
At the time, please record your message.
Boo!
Why is he getting an Australian bitch on his voicemail? By the way,
he's trying to be saucy.
We have the same. We have the same thing.
Do you really?
Oh my God!
Because he changed his navigation voice, the Siri voice, to an Australian. And when you forward people or when it forwards for you, like if you have Do Not Disturb on, it will use that AI voice.
Huh. Snap. That's some shit.
Sofa King says, F Matt, I'm on the East Coast. Oh, fuck Matt. I'm on the East Coast. I make it most weeks. Which half? So there you go. So here we go. Well, let's just, I think we should just get into it because and we're already late. So welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
Oh, I'm Chuck.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Yeah. There's one thing. And I was here on time. How y'all doing? What's going on?
So we'll see if and when Pinche Bendejo gets here. I'm going to send him a text message right now. Hey, what should we all say?
I could be sleeping right now. What? What a bastard.
Hey. The rest of us are sitting here wondering where the hell you are, and we're making fun of you on the show, period. I am using talk to text to send you this message live on the air. All right, there you go. So we'll see what happens.
Fair enough.
So what do you think, dude? Like we're tripping out because just before we went live, Marco got to meet somebody new in my life.
I did. Wow. You don't feel this old.
Hold on. Time out. Chuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's being one of those fucking barista fucking influencers.
Dude. Should we remove you from the stage? You've got it pointing at your shirt for some reason.
Yeah, so that the person who wanted me to make this drink can watch me make it.
Oh, I didn't. Oh,
what drink are you making?
Say nothing, so you just kind of adjusted the camera and left me wondering.
Oh, I did. I don't think you heard me.
Oh, he man. Did. He just said, you're too busy calling Matt. But hey, can you at least walk us through it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's happening? I'm just going to tilt this down and just.
Yeah, no, it. Let Tom finish his thing because that's way more important than this.
Oh, it's not I'm that. Just going to sit here. Like anyway, Mark got to meet my wife, brought in my grandson. My daughter and my son-in-law came for dinner tonight. So I made some Santa Maria style tri-tip with oregano, basil, red potatoes. Nice. Covered in my special. Sour cream cheese garlic sauce.
Sounds amazing.
Roasted red potatoes, tri-tip, like I said. And then I did some broiled broccoli and carrot vegetable mix with tossed in avocado oil and balsamic vinegar.
Okay.
So that was dinner tonight.
How was the carrots and the balsamic?
It's fine.
It's good. It's a good balance. Yeah.
Because the balsamic is tart and the carrots are sweet.
Yeah, you roasted the carrots, so the carrots definitely like got even sweeter and smokier. And then, yeah, the
balsamic. Roasted carrots. I've never put balsamic on it.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's what I have for tonight. And then I made sure to make sure that dinner was done on time so I could be here with you guys, because Matt and everything. And now Matt is MIA and didn't even get to meet my grandson. But you guys, still cool.
Very cool.
Anyway,
Chuck, what are you making?
So here we are. Oh, well, wait, we got to. Hold on. We got to discuss. We can't just jump into a new segment without explaining it. Marco, you got to explain. You and Chuck have to explain where we're at. You can't just raw dog it. You got to ease it in like a gentleman.
To use Matt's old line.
Taking it back to Matt's old school.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? We're talking about subtitles and Shogun. I'm trying to catch up. Talking about
Chuck's gonna do a segment where he explains how he makes his cocktail because we had a listener. Wasn't it a listener?
Oh, okay.
He told me to try it. And he's like, this one's really good. And he sent me some guy who does these things. Mm-hmm. There's like a bunch of them on Instagram and Facebook and shit.
They're called bartenders.
I'm just no, been around like for the dudes in their fucking house be like, oh, no fucking way, you gotta try this. And they're like, oh,
it's it tastes like Dr. Pepper when you fucking mix like, you know, fucking blueberry juice and banana and fucking, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. These are the mixologists.
Wait. So it's, ladies and gentlemen, welcome as the locker room introduces Drinky Poos with Chuck.
Drinky Poos? No, wait, we gotta come up with a better, I mean, Drinky
Poos. No, it's fine. It's okay. Well, I approve. It's okay.
Okay. So this was sent in on the messenger. You got to try this. So I watched the video. I was like, all right. It's like a chocolate old fashioned with maple syrup. So chocolate maple old fashioned.
Is it actual maple syrup or just?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I got real. Maple fucking syrup.
You actually got real maple syrup. Okay. Yeah. How very mixologist of you.
I know, right? I actually have some of this stuff and I have fucking bitters and all this good shit. So
did you have great. That before?
Yeah. I just so happen to have everything.
Hey, are you not on your nice mic? You sound different all of a sudden.
I think
that's because it's really far away.
Yeah.
There you go.
He wasn't sounding like that.
I can speak louder if you need me to.
No.
It's because you got a lot of room echo. I was like, what happened? Did his mic
go? No, it's okay. It's okay. He's working it.
But, all right. Back to the cocktail.
All right. Take us through.
Okay. Take us to it.
Put your fucking ice in there, dirty ass little grubby fingers. All right. Now, you're supposed to be using a jig, but here in the locker room.
Hey. You can't say that. Whoa, dude.
Wait till you find out. Measuring. It's actually. Wait till you find out, Marco. Do you want me to tell you something terrible? Wait till you find this out. Do you know how you measure a jig into a cocktail?
Why are we dropping that word?
Do you know how you measure a jig into a cocktail?
Yeah, you tilt as you pour it, and you tilt,
with a device that is called a jigger.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
So don't tell me that it could get worse. He's doing his best.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
It is called.
When I bring the jigger out,
we're just dropping the J's. Okay, go ahead.
It's an actual device. Mm-hmm. Word. Anyways, yes. So you're supposed to measure that out, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm. Can you please tell the audience what fine liquor are you using, sir?
He's not.
Jefferson bourbon, straight bourbon whiskey.
Okay.
So not bad.
Hey, listen, at least it's not out of a fucking plastic, plastic fucking handle. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right, dude. And then you take a little bit of maple syrup.
Tom, you remember back in the day when there was like the blue stripe shit?
You just didn't know what it was called.
I know what the fuck I've used them before. I knew they were called. It was called jigs.
Then you take your chocolate bitters.
Some a jig.
Chocolate bitters. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Chocolate bitters. Ooh. Chocolate bitters
up in there. That looked like Worcestershire sauce.
No, I'm really did. And then I'm going to throw in some old fashioned bitters because it's supposed to be an old fashioned. So we're going to throw in some old fashioned bitters. All right. That's
cold cash. Cold cash.
Then you take a fucking piece of a chocolate because we're fancy, right?
Okay.
A little bit of Hershey's. Right. Now, if this is good, I'm going to reserve half the bar because
reserve it's good. Half the bar.
One. And you sure. just.
Okay. Whoop, oh, just pop it right on in. Yeah, absolutely. And then you use your finger to stir, absolutely, as you should.
Yeah, but that chocolate bar is not melting in there and infusing into the alcohol. No. It's just sitting.
It's just fucking floating there. It's just sitting there.
You can eat it at the end.
But it doesn't absorb or melt or like it's just. You could have just set the chocolate bar next to it.
That's a heavy amount of fucking whiskey. It'll. The bar's not going to get you sunk.
Wax in that Hershey bar. It is not going to absorb dick with the alcohol.
Let him pretend. Okay. I mean, it's not going to be like.
Yes, Chuck. Let that Hershey bar absorb the booze.
It'll get you double drunk. Anyways,
that's what was on.
How do you think fucking chocolate, little chocolates with brandy inside?
So have you.
My drink.
Hey, so. Have you had this before at all? Sorry. This is your first time doing it.
No, this is the first time. I'm making it as I saw it on the video. So
gotcha. Yes, this is according to the right. Okay.
Chuck's trying it right now. He's thinking when I said Chuck. Smacking slips. Oh,
Chuck could honestly be a character on Moonshiners, right?
That's not bad, dude. Okay, so you got the hint of the maple in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This up. You got the maple in there. You got the bitters. You can definitely taste the chocolate bitters. In fact, I could probably use a little bit more of the chocolate bitters. And the maple syrup, which I was really afraid was going to be so overpowering and super sweet. It's not, and it kind of tastes.
Are you trying to launch your own cocktail review show now? What is happening?
No, I'm just saying it's really good.
I'm hooked.
I know. It's funny. He's like, Tell me about the nose. Tell me about the nose.
Now, here's the thing. I think what you should have done is I think you should have gotten a lighter. I think you should have hit. I think you should have hit the little chocolate bar with the lighter, and then done the rim. You know, what I'm saying little chocolate on the rim.
That's a great idea, bro. And I have a fucking lighter, so I can.
Oh, shit. You save the other half of the chocolate bar.
Let's do it. Let's fucking rim this bitch up.
Eric says I'm going to look away if Chuck starts rubbing down his body with coconut oil again.
Let's rim this. So am I, Eric. So am I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing like some fresh butane on some chocolate.
JC says, now when he drinks, let's move right into the Upchuck segment.
Oh, yeah.
First, yes. That's fucking hot. Here's the problem. Matt's not here to help facilitate the What's Up Chuck
segment. Yeah.
I can play the video. What's that?
Looks like shit on a rim.
Okay, well, bring your microphone closer because your computer doesn't know if you're talking or not because you keep.
It looks like poop on a rim.
Okay. Oh. Bring it closer, a little bit.
That's nice. He brought it closer.
All right,
so he rimmed the chocolate.
I don't know.
I don't think the chocolate on the top. I think did maybe anything. It's kind of gross. I would say like more of like a sugared rim if you're going to do anything with like get some cocoa powder in there. With
rim.
Probably brown Nestle sugar would probably be really good.
Mm-hmm. Nestle That's Quick good. Rim. Okay.
Nestle Quick the rim. All right.
So should we go into I do have the one of the things that was part of the inspiration. So we're trying to figure this out. What's up, Chuck? What is going to be What's Up, Chuck? We have discussed a couple of different ideas for this segment. Go ahead.
Hey, Chuck, are you talking about, this is directly Thomas. This is directly about the Up Chuck, right?
Yes.
Is it is it all encompassing? Is it like audio, visual, and just stories, imaginative stories that make ever, you
like what gets me to go. Email,
yeah, if you can send an email that's descriptive enough that gets him to go,
sure,
more power to you, right?
Right.
And so this is where I'm at with it, because I sent this video to our chat because we have our little group chat. Oh Lord, here we go.
Is this the fucking porn?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is this the fucking what?
This is not going to make me go.
I know Marco didn't watch this.
Fucking great. It'll make me gag.
Okay. Marco didn't watch this, I'm sure.
Well, the hit me.
This is what I sent in the chat.
Okay.
That was an example of what would be a good What's Up Chuck. So this was a video that was on Facebook.
All right.
Let's see. Where's the
Is that corn?
Hold on. Oh yeah, it's corn.
There's a lot going on here. Corn at the head. What is happening? That's not real. You don't get that much out of it. Okay. We're just recycling.
Way to adjust the.
I get it.
Right. So.
Oh man.
Chuck's a little blurry eyed right now.
It's the colander that got me.
You know what gets me? You know what got me? It's when she's the juice. It's the juice. It's the juice coming out of the mouth.
Okay. I mean, what got me in the beginning is the fact that her head looked like a fucking kernel of corn. You know what I'm saying? That's what got me in the beginning there. Her ass looked like a kernel of corn herself.
This was a dry run. Chuck has already seen this video. And just talking about it.
Oh my God, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chuck. Explain what you were explaining. What was the part?
It's the part when the fucking juice starts coming out of her mouth. That gets me, bro. And then her face, she's like, and that's what really gets me. That's what got me at the very end. And if there was just a little bit more of that, I probably would fucking puke.
Do you think it's corn juice or do you think it's ass juice? I'm just asking. Oh. I think it's a valid question. Because, I mean, the corn would be soaked in the ass juice, right? Love you, Chuck. All right, well, if you get listeners, if you have anything to submit for us to get Chuck with, that is lockerroommailbag@gmail.com.
Yeah, and JC, don't you talk to me about Much Love. I know the Oilers just smoked the Kings. I was watching it right up until I had to start the show, but I'm still here, brother, and I'm ignoring you and your negative energy. Oh, are you all right, Chuck? Did you collect yourself? That segment might be too corny.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So that
now you're asking, though.
What's that?
Is what will get me to like really go? If you have a really descriptive,
I mean, I don't know. Email,
yeah, but it has to be personal to me and something that I've already puked on or made me fucking like vomit. So really, visual is probably better if you really want to get me to like fucking try to dry heave or puke or something. But
so what did you think about the blue waffle picks that were out and about a while ago?
Oh, blue waffle.
Don't
like that swollen up pussy, dude.
Right. Blue waffle. I was like, odd. do not have, we are going right. to get, we're going to lose every single fucking person that even gave us half of a.
Yeah. Pablo wants a second cam POV from Chuck. So, okay. Should we have bucket cam? Like if we have him mount.
Oh yeah. The other cam.
Okay. So if. What?
Oh, I thought Chuck was.
Are you ready?
You want to see the second cam so they can see where my fucking hands are. Cause I'm fucking under the table, fucking rub myself or some shit. Weirdos.
No, I think he just when you go out of angle,
when you go out of frame to throw up, they want to see it.
Yeah, I think that's what that was.
Oh. Because one person was like, I haven't seen Chuck's hands, whether his hands in the video or on camera.
The two girls, one cup. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. No, no, I will not be watching that. That's fucking disgusting. You want to react? I will puke everywhere. I'm going to fucking puke over my
table. All right. So I wanted to talk about, we have to talk about, Matt's not even here. So we're going to talk about the Baltimore. What the hell? So Have you guys, it, for those
the
of
bridge,
you
don't know, wait, hold on a second. The bridge is making you throw up?
No, that girl's one cup thinking about it, dude.
How, wait, how old are you when you saw that video for the first time, Chuck?
I don't know.
Roughly, to the tune of.
Because I know how old I was, and I was late to the party. Like, I refused to watch it for a long time.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I just started tattooing. Like, not even my apprenticeship, but tattooing. I was like maybe like 31.
Yeah,
I was that like, sounds right.
When did it come out? Like 2007, 2008,
something like that. Yeah, 2007. So yeah, I would say 2007, 2008.
Okay, hold on. So I think I saw it.
When did the Two Girls One Cup video come out?
2007, according to some information I found on Wikipedia.
Good job, Chuck.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I saw it right when it came out, but I was in the Marine Corps, so yeah, we fucking watched it.
I've literally never looked this up.
Wait, tell Nate.
But
what, the Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, but I've never looked it up because somebody showed it to me, and the only thing I've looked it up on is like the reaction videos on YouTube. So I'm just gonna read you a little bit of the Wikipedia page for this.
Oh, you fucking cunt.
Two Girls, One Cup is the unofficial nickname of the trailer for Hungry Bitches, a 2007 scat fetish pornographic film produced by MFX Media.
Stop.
What?
So there was a lot more than what we all saw back in the day?
Let's find out. The trailer features... No, I'm not reading it.
No,
I'm not telling you what it features.
Okay.
But it does say what the name of the song is, if you want to look it up.
The Scat Man.
Scat Man. That's good. Okay, that was good. Let's see. Yeah, I'm trying to look at what the running time is. Running time, 62 minutes.
Fucking disgusting. Who can watch that?
Is there a plot? Oh, yes. Joe Rogan's Two Cups reaction is the best reaction video ever. No, I'm sorry.
I don't think I saw that.
Are you never seen Joe Rogan's?
No, the Kermit and Rolf one.
The Kermit and Rolf one is the best ever. But Joe Rogan's is pretty legit because then what he makes his buddy do, he makes his buddy immediately watch the BME Pain Olympics. And it turns into a double reaction video where he's like, all right, Dick. You made me watch that. That's not the worst thing I've ever seen. Now you're going to watch the BME Pain Olympics. And his buddy's reaction to the BME Pain Olympics video is 100 times better than Joe Rogan's reaction to the Two Girls One Cup video. You guys have never seen that?
No, I have. BME Pain Olympics, dude?
No. The Joe Rogan video.
No, I don't think I've seen the Joe Rogan video. So,
you know, All right.
His reaction.
You guys talk about freaking... the 62 minutes of the movie Hungry Bitches, and I'm going to look this up because this is unacceptable.
62 minutes of Hungry Bitches. It's not these two, and it has to be multiple scenes, man. It's not just
That's what I wonder. Is there a plot, or is it just 62 minutes of that?
Okay, hold on.
And I know why these porn stars are killing themselves. That shit's fucking horrible.
Well, these chicks are just fucking high as fuck.
Okay, I've got the video. I'm curious. Do you guys hear that music? Hello? You hear that music?
A little bit.
Very faint.
Okay. All right, cool. I was just curious because I have to know at what point do I need to unmute the audio or mute the audio. So I'm learning how to do this stuff. Come on, guys. Be pals. Help me out. Okay, here we go. This is Joe Rogan. Per Team Curtis, he's right. This is the best right here. So let's see. I guess what happened is back. This is an old video, by the way. I don't think this is new, right? Maybe Team Curtis can tell us in the chat how old this is. But fucking dog, basically, dog. I mean, this guy was probably using dial up to watch this video at this point. Here's Joe Rogan and his buddy in his house. I think this was Fear Factor era Joe Rogan. It's here.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Two girls, one cup, and action. We're about to watch the Two Girls, One Cup video. I
Brian's seen it. I have not seen it.
Oh yeah, this is definitely Fear Factor. Then,
like, right.
Putting in a shock.
Man, the man show.
Horrors. I've seen people eat diarrhea. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen it all. So this is supposed to be super disgusting and the most disgusting video ever, or whatever. So we're gonna see. I'm gonna watch it right now.
Damn, his accent's thick then.
By the way, while he's watching this, it was just them two and the pooping dude, and that's it. It's fucking 60 something minutes of that. Oh. Whoa. Oh. Joe Rogan's turned away from the camera. He's walking away. He's looking back at the video.
Joe Rogan is now like away. Standing up.
He's walking out of the room. He's looking away. He's looking back. He can't take it. He's back and forth. He's back and forth. Okay. He is looking in disbelief off the side. And now he's hooked on the TV. And he's out of the room. And he comes back in.
He's laughing.
I can't even watch that. That's insane.
Nobody can watch that.
Where are those girls? We have to find them.
They're fucking.
We have to offer them a job at JoeRogan.net. We need to offer those chicks a job.
He's smart back then, man. He knew the internet.
What is that for? Crack, heroin, meth? What do you think they do that
cocaine,
for?
Cocaine, definitely. Cocaine. That's
cocaine makes them eat shit.
Yes.
How much cocaine do you think you have to give a girl to get her to eat shit?
Those girls would probably be happy with an 8-ball a day.
1 8-ball a day, and they just eat shit all day.
Yes.
It's pretty tough. I didn't really watch the whole thing because there was a couple seconds where I looked away. Like, but I still think the guy getting fucked to death by a horse is more disturbing. No, there's another one, the BME Pain Olympics, where dudes hatchet their balls. Have you seen that one, Brian?
I've never seen that. I heard about it. I don't want to watch.
Oh, that. Let's watch you watch that.
No, I don't want to watch that.
If you guys want to send this,
maybe watch someone eat shit.
I don't want to see death. Get
okay, so we've got a little bit of time. So, Co wants to know, we need an actual episode of What's Up Chuck tonight. So if you guys, okay, normally I would say don't do this. If you guys find something on the internet that you want to submit for What's Up Chuck, send it to the DMs of the Locker Room Instagram right now, or the Locker Room Facebook right now. And then, you know, tell me it's for What's Up Chuck. You have probably about 20 minutes if you're in the chat. To send it if you want to have a real segment. All right, so there you go. So here we're going back.
62 minutes.
Yeah, they're doing it to themselves. They're just chopping their dicks off. Well, let's just see how it goes. Let's do that. Let's do that now. We'll film that too.
32 minutes. All right, so now Joe Rogan's putting on the BME Pain Olympics. I've never watched this. Marco, you have watched this?
Yeah, I've watched part of this.
Okay, you know, for the record, I don't know if it's real.
It's not real, right? Oh, it's real.
It's side-eyeing the
pretty mic. No, it's not real.
He's,
oh, dude, I can't watch. You gotta watch it.
He's backing out of the room. He's gasping. He's at the floor holding himself.
Oh,
look at him.
No!
Oh, look at him.
No! Yeah, look.
MySpace.com / Talking Monkey.
Yes. Boys, Joe Rogan was ahead of his time. He knew.
So you've never seen the BME Pain Olympics? None of it? None of it, Thomas?
No.
None of it,
Thomas? No, I didn't want to at that point. I was like, hey, I'm good. Like, dude, honestly, like, Chuck.
Nuts,
yeah, but being a cop, I've seen.
It can happen. It's razor good.
Blade. Yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like, I once arrested a dude that had been committed to a mental institution for hacking off his balls and wiener with a box cutter. Like, I don't need to see the BME Pain Olympics to understand the depravity of humankind. And I've also heard the BME Pain Olympics is fake.
No, I mean, like, I've watched some of those videos.
That shit ain't fucking yeah, I've seen some of the videos and maybe some of them fakes, but for the most part, bro.
Yeah, you think so?
The dude banded his finger and chopped his fucking finger off, like in pieces.
Yep.
Like, how, I don't know how that could be fake. And like, yeah, like back then, like,
guy ties off his penis, like from the rest, you know what I'm saying? Like, ties up the shaft to make sure, like, you know, like really fucking tight, starts turning purple and chop.
Let's see. Was the pain Olympics real?
Fuck, dude.
Okay. The BME Pain Olympics stands for Body Modification Enzine. It's a magazine that hosts many different kinds of body mods. The BME Pain Olympics was an online video that went viral a long time ago. And it's a compilation of different men and women doing some intense and extreme things to their genitals, such as cutting and slicing the penis and vagina, hammering a nail through the lips of a vagina, smashing a brick down onto the penis, and even one guy cutting half of his penis, cutting off half of his penis.
It's just fucking nuts. Like,
well, if you're doing it yourself, you're fucking nuts.
I don't think he cut the nuts, but you can say it's nuts.
Hey, Pablo. Pablo's in the chat. I want to know if Pablo wants me to share the picture of the lobster claw story right here.
Oh. That's Pablo, I'm going to tell you straight out. It's real.
Yeah. I still have the picture.
Bruh, I saw the pic, bro. It's not an easy one.
Yeah.
It's not an easy one.
Chuck, are you all right? Are we losing you? Did that old fashioned make you old fashioned?
No.
I think you're right. I think you're doing things.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Well, you guys, I'm waiting. Oh, Pablo says yes, please. All right. So this is.
Doesn't make it easy, Pablo.
Just DM it to Pablo. You don't got to put it for everybody else. Not everyone else may be into this.
I don't have Pablo's DM. I don't know how to DM it to him.
Pablo, send a DM to the.
And everybody wants it.
Okay, so, quick flash.
Whip it out then.
All right, I will. So
did you say whip it out. So
can you explain where this comes from then? Or Marco, if you can explain, I'll because I got to upload it.
Well,
so,
this was part of a log war stories.
Yeah, story, right? It was. Yeah, right.
All right, Chuck.
Well, I wasn't around then.
It
wasn't
before his time.
Yeah. From my understanding, though, it was a firefighter, paramedic,
an EMT. Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah.
He had been in the army and army artillery. I guess I should just tell a story since I was there, huh?
Yeah, you should just do it.
I forgot you went there. Yeah. Okay, so I have a friend, Matt, and I worked with him, James. And James had been in Army Artillery. And then after Army Artillery, he went and got a job as an EMT and worked on an ambulance. And long story short, he arrives on scene. A deputy sheriff has a woman who's been the victim of a blade attack. And he gets there and he walks up to the victim and he realizes that she is not a she. She is a he, and he had been hooking down in the barrio, and a gangster had picked her up, a vato had picked her up, a Hispanic, somebody picked her up that was of the Hispanic persuasion and of not the nice type, right? I'm not saying the guy was a gang member, but he was definitely not a saint, and he subsequently paid this transvestite to blow him. And then when he reached underneath the hood to grab, you know, a handful of muff, he found that the guy had wedding tackle. And when he found the twig and berries, he decided to go ballistic, pull out a machete, and try to kill the tranny hooker. And the tranny hooker put her hand up, his hand up, to block the blade.
The machete.
Ended up with a hand that was basically severed halfway through like a lobster claw.
Right.
So I don't know how long this is going to be up. I'm going to try and share it for as short long of a time as I can. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm going to hit share. There you go. There's lobster claw.
Okay, take it down.
There you go. That's not bad. But that's the thing. So I've seen that as a part of my job.
That stuff doesn't bother me though. You know, like
Yeah, but that's my thing. So I don't need to watch the BME Pain Olympics. I don't need to watch some dude. Like, all I do is watch it and go, all right, which somebody needs to arrest you.
Yeah, gravely disabled dude, you're fucking danger to yourself.
All right, so let's get on to
he needs some milk.
Yeah. He needs some milk. So let's get on to Baltimore. Because this shit is crazy, guys. Go ahead.
That whole thing, you know, you look at the trajectory, or it was going down and then it made a fucking U-turn to come back, but there's no tugboats to tether off on each side to keep it from going one way or the other in case something bad happens. There's no fail safes going on. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but you see in the video that the lights keep turning on and off. Like, it's losing power. It's getting power. They're trying to get it back. And then all of a sudden, if they would have just kept going the same way, they would have missed that fucking stanchion of the bridge. And they didn't. And I don't know why they just didn't drop anchor and fucking stop right away. But they decided, oh, let's just keep fucking trying to go and then fucking smoke check a bridge. And the fucking thing comes down like a bunch of Legos that you just kicked over with your foot.
So here's the video. Let's see here. This is now. So my understanding is there was a heroic effort to get people off the bridge, because there was
anchor, bro.
Well, I'll explain. Here we go. This is the raw footage. So as you can see, like here's the. This is basically an aircraft carrier. This is the height and mass of an aircraft carrier, right? So as you go back, right, you go. Let's go back here. So you see it approaching, and this is a zoomed in view. I wish it wasn't.
Yes, it loses power. Yeah,
right. The ship loses power.
So they're drifting
now. What you're gonna? Yeah. So they basically have nothing all of a sudden, and they start drifting. Yeah. Power comes back on, right? Now, see that black smoke?
Right.
Everybody talks about this black smoke. So right. I have a friend who happens to know a little bit about working on a ship because they're a boat person. In fact, I have somebody that I work with, and this is so cool, you guys. His summer job is to go and work with the people on Deadliest Catch, like in the middle of the ocean, taking the – like when you see him go in the middle of the ocean and dump fish and crab off into another boat, he's that boat.
Oh, cool. He's a processor. He works on a processor.
Anyway, pretty cool. It's called a tender. Anyway, he's a pretty cool guy.
That's awesome.
He's not the one on Deadliest Catch, but that's the job he does. So some of these ship people I know, they have told me that what happens is how do I explain this? So you see the ship, and I'll kind of narrate it, I guess. So the ship comes into frame under power, right? Now, they lose power. And the captain at this point is going, okay, we've lost power. Somebody get me backup power. They get on the radio, get back to power. Somebody in the engine room runs to the backup power generator, turns it back on. The engine kicks on. Boom, black smoke. So essentially what you're seeing is they lost power. They lost rudder. I'm guessing because they lost power. And then somebody ran down and got the backup generator going. And that's what causes the black smoke, is when you try to get back under backup power or something, the redundant system. But at that point, somehow the ship turns hard. I mean, this ship turns hard.
Uh-huh.
And then the power goes out again. And see that car? Oof.
Fuck, they're lucky.
That guy was hauling ass. They were stopping people who were on the bridge. There's another one.
This is also sped up too.
Yeah, this is sped up. And then boom. Here's the far out view.
Imagine being on that fucking bridge, dude, in a car.
No thanks.
Yeah, I guess the rest of the missing people are, they can't get the cars out.
That's like the Northridge
steel on top of them.
Yeah, that's like the Northridge earthquake.
Oh,
when they were driving on the freeway and it fucking collapsed, that motor fucking just.
Now everybody wants to jump to terrorism, right?
Right.
And the first thing they it's terrorism. Ah. Well, to be terrorism, I don't know. I maybe maybe this is a good time to look at this. So I am, everybody knows that I like language. I like words. And I get mad because they have meaning. They're important. They're used for things, right? Say what the right word is and right. Don't be sloppy about it where you're like, well, you know sure. What I meant. No. I didn't know what you meant.
Choose your words wisely.
Correct words, period. Okay. Terrorism. Terrorism is the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians in the pursuit of political aims. That is terrorism. Okay. Now, typically what you're seeing in terrorism is like 9/11. Okay.
Right.
What if what you have is sabotage? Mm-hmm. And what if what you have is espionage, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to rush and say, oh, it's not terrorism. It's not terrorism. There wasn't like some guy who said Allahu Akbar or, you know, Viva la France or remember the Alamo or whatever the hell cause he has, you know, Six Semper Tyrannus. And then he takes over the ship and then he takes out what is arguably, and Team Curtis said it right. He said that's the, I believe, the fifth largest port. Fifth largest port in the U.S. Fifth largest. Massive. Takes out a bridge. That they will say that they're saying that there will be more inflation on goods and services because that bridge was such an important part of interstate commerce in that area.
So that was the fifth largest port. Is what we're saying.
Yes,
dude.
You know what? You know the fourth is.
What?
Your mom.
You know, honestly, they could get the Army Corps of Engineers or any engineer platoon,
right?
And they could put up a fucking bridge if they really need goods and services. And those fucking bridges can move tanks, they can move goods, they can move fucking 5 tons, 7 tons across that shit. So if they really needed to, bring in the fucking military, let them put up their floating bridge while you get that fixed, and there will be no issue in goods and services.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, man. I mean, they got to move all the fucking get the tonnage and tonnage of debris out of there. Plus, there's what? Right. There's the bridge and the tunnel.
Different location.
There's like the bridge and the tunnel. And the tunnel can't, you can't do trucks through the tunnel. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Logistical fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I get it. But what happened to the safety precautions that they were having? Because I was watching something today regarding moving through ports and shit like that, where you have to have tugboats on these big fucking carriers that are holding like all these Connex boxes or car carriers or things like that, that are supposed to have safety nets. And if something bad is going to happen, you're supposed to drop anchor and stop exactly where you are until you can get the ship figured out. Why didn't any of that stuff happen? Why were there a zero failsafe? Why didn't they try to drop an anchor? Why didn't the fucking they have tugboats and safety lines set up when coming close to a fucking maneuvering around a big ass bridge like that inside of one of the biggest ports in the U.S., one of the fifth biggest, you know what I mean?
I had the same questions, but the only thing I could think of is things have gone so automatic, so electric. Like, you've seen videos of the Teslas driving and then coming to a complete stop and, you know, in the fast lane and getting to these massive piles up in tunnels now.
Right,
right.
Like, the only thing I can think of is, like, when there was a complete loss of power, maybe it wasn't an option. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it wasn't like, I'm sure there's a manual release somewhere. I'm sure there is, but they may be out of pocket to, you know what I'm saying? They may have been out of pocket to drop the anchor. It's the only thing I can think of. But the zoomed out video, like the one that Thomas was talking about as far as the zoom in versus zoomed out video. The zoomed out video shows the ship essentially oversteering, you know, trying to get away from the drift, if you will, and then going right into into the fucking post. But could you imagine being like the guy, like not the helmsman, but the one next to him, and you just look at him and go, bro, because you hit, you know you're right. Gonna hit. You know, so like, you don't want to hit. Like, let's be real about this, guys. Like, we've all like gotten like, you know, a little, the car's been a little loose on ice or a rainy road, and you're fucking just sliding out. You know you're like, fuck, and you're like, literally, you're like, fuck, we're gonna hit. Like, before we're gonna hit. So you go, okay, brace for impact. So boom, you hit, and you look up, and the whole fucking bridge comes down. You're like, oh, dude, we're hosed. Oh,
right.
Like, oh bro, worst case scenario, we're hosed.
Yeah.
dude. I mean, oh fuck, man. And you, dude,
I do not.
Yeah, like I can see Sabotage because sure. What was that Netflix movie that just came out where like fucking an EMP hit or some crazy shit and like that boat they're all sitting on the beach and they're like that and boat's coming.
Like, yeah,
not stopping. It's coming close. And then next thing you know, it's like beaching onto the fucking shoreline. You know, I could see definitely something like that because there's so much crazy shit at play, evil stuff at play right now. You could get the tinfoil hat going on, the conspiracies being like, well, the fucking deep state wants to do it because they want more control.
Dog, it ain't that tinfoil no more.
No, they want more of a totalitarian, you know, socialist type of government, right? And especially here in California, the governor has even come out and said, we are not a republic in California. We are a totalitarian state, right? The governor said that. Fucking Newsom, Gruesome Newsom came out and said it not too long ago. And that was right before he went to go get recalled. And he thought for sure he was getting recalled. Next thing you know,
and when he pulls
it out of his ass. And he's like, oh, I got your numbers, bitches. Fuck all of you. Right. So it's not so far-fetched to think that they're doing these things and sabotaging and stuff like that. And, you know, on domestic terrorism on our soil. I say domestic terrorism, but you know, it could be the tinfoil hat going on. It could be our own fucking government doing it because they want to control, and not the main part of the government, but a part of the government that is so deep that they want control. And I don't know, you could go on and fucking,
well, lest we forget the train derailment
in Palestine, right? Ohio.
You know, saying, right.
What's going on? Like, is this espionage? Is this sabotage? It may not be terrorism, but you don't have to commit an overt act of terrorism to commit an act of espionage or an act of sabotage.
Right.
Right. Let's not forget that there are lots of different things that people do. I mean, shit. You know, there are people that say that crack cocaine was, you know, introduced into the ghetto by the CIA for the purposes of creating strife within the black community. And you know what? I mean, let's face it. I ain't saying they're lying. I just don't have any evidence that it was like an actual plot. Yeah, but in a world where the government does MK Ultra.
You know, I'm gonna go on the record. You know what? I thought about something that we should, a point of order, if you will, about this bridge in Baltimore.
Okay.
If you really think about it, right? If you really stop to think about it, the way it was shifting and moving, it was directed by P Diddy. P Diddy did it. You know what I'm saying? Right,
Daddy did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm cool. Don't even look at this news about me getting busted for sex trafficking.
That motherfucker got he paid. You know what I'm saying? He paid. He paid the Singapore company. He says, "I got you. Don't even worry about it." You know what I'm saying?
So I'm gonna make a phone call. P Diddy's PR firm.
Yeah, I'm going to make a phone call. Biden's going to step in and say that we're going to pay for it and not make the fucking company, other company, the Singapore company pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't even going to do all that. You know, which, that's ridiculous, by the way. I don't even want to get too political in this fucking podcast, but that's bullshit. But anyways, it was P. Diddy. That's who took down the fucking, the bridge. I'm just saying.
So let's talk about that for a second. Because, holy shit.
Diddy Diddlin'.
Once that Cat Williams thing came out,
do you think it's such a fucking crazy, far-fetched thing? As soon as Cat Williams went on record and he's like, dude, all these motherfuckers are in on it, right? Now shit's starting to come down and starting to happen because fucking, dude, Cat Williams better watch himself because he's going to get fucking Clinton or Epstein or whatever the fuck. Like,
no, he's talking. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you straight up. This is just, I think, the whole Me Too movement, if you will. You know? I think this is one of those situations where it's just like, you know what? And I was like, yeah, that motherfucker raped me too. I think it, you know, all joking aside, as far as the Me Too movement.
Did you say all jerking aside?
Yeah. So I'll say I'll nut out of sight.
Yeah. You have to pull the jerking aside for the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm. Look, I think people are just a little bit more bolder now, you know what I'm saying, as far as this is concerned. Okay. They're not as afraid with information, you know, the age of information at your fingertips. You know, people are a little bit more empowered. I'm not gonna say this, I will say this, a little bit more protected. It was a lot easier. You used to, obviously, look at Epstein. You know, they're still easy enough to make a motherfucker disappear at the end of the day, but it's not as easy as it was in the 2000s, early 2000s.
It's getting harder.
90s, yeah. 1980s. It's getting a lot harder. It's getting a lot harder because you can actually put out content videos and, you know, direct contact with whoever the fuck you want, all through, you know, to Twitter, to whatever the fuck you want, whatever platform you want to use, right? It's not as easy to just, you know, disappear or make motherfuckers disappear. You still can, obviously. Proof is in the pudding, you know.
Look what that dude did to the Biebs, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
Fucking all right. His career.
So as we come to the end of this episode, Matt, wherever you are, if you're alive, then fuck you. If you're dead, damn, what happened, bro? Whatever happened to you was a terrible tragedy. But if you're alive, what the hell happened to you, bro?
You know, it went something like this. Oh yeah, watch this.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be on Matt's headstone. Anyway, so for tonight, our audience did not disappoint.
Well, Do I need to get a bag?
I don't know.
Might not be a bad idea, bro.
Okay, let me go get a bag. Because if you motherfuckers make me fucking puke on my floor, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
So then
if you puke on your floor, that's on you, homie. Go get a bag.
I'm gonna get a bag.
Go get a bag.
Stop talking about it. Go get a bag. I mean, what the hell?
Stop talking about it. Go be about it.
Right, here we go. He's gone. He went to go get a bag. Okay, so Marco, while he's gone, a listener sent in two different listeners sent in two videos.
Yeah.
And then one of our listeners sent a chat, and I said, hey, it was Pablo. First of all, Pablo, you said, hey, it's Pablo from YouTube. I said, hey, Pablo, I don't know if there's follow-up. Is that video that of whatever it is that, am I supposed to play that? So do we have three? I don't know.
Yeah,
well, let me know. So here we go. So this is the first one. Chuck, this is presented to you through our Instagram chats. And I'm going to try and attribute them to the right people. Hunter sent this in for What's Up, Chuck. I'd like to present you. So what are the rules? So first of all, we haven't established all the rules. So this is just a trial run. We're going to see how this works. So ladies and gentlemen, What's Up, Chuck? Jackass sweatsuit cocktail. This is the video sent by a listener.
Aw, weak, bro.
Max legend Matt Hoffman, and this is a sweatsuit cocktail.
I already don't like where this is going.
So now this is a fat guy in a rain slicker suit on Jackass, the fat guy. Preston, is that his name? Preston?
Preston, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's Lacy. Butt naked.
Preston Lacy.
Butt naked in a plastic bag of a suit.
Oh, and where the funnel is, that's straight swass.
The funnel is connected
to the asshole.
His asshole area. So the sweat that's coming out of him is collecting off of his, the basically from the mid thigh down is collecting in the bottom of the suit. But from the neck, oh, and they're actually pouring water. Like, oh, they're putting
No, they're collecting. They're collecting from his fucking
collecting it
from his double chin.
Okay. Chuck's still doing okay. Chuck's hanging on. They're wringing out.
His underwear?
No, wait, no. Okay.
He reached up there.
Eating the other Hershey bar? Just in case?
The wet chocolate.
The wet chocolate. Okay. Wet chocolate is playing the side stage at Coachella this year. Okay. The cameraman is not doing okay. Cameraman is gagging. It would be Chuck. All right, here we go. Let's get forward. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on.
Hands into the jockstrap. Here we
go. Okay, there. Oh. Oh, that's a lot of sweat.
Oh God, look at the color too. Oh, steel. No.
There you go.
Oh.
So Steve-O is drinking the sweat.
Oh God!
How are you doing?
The man juice. Don't puke on that. I think that's set up, dude. There's no way he's gonna fucking sit there and puke on the camera.
I don't know, dude. I think he probably can't get into it. Okay, how you doing? How you doing, sir?
Check on scale one to puke. Where was that? Scale of one to puke.
Like an 8, 7. No, 7.
Seven. Okay.
I'll
seven.
My mouth and okay.
All right, let's see.
So there's some quick movements, but it didn't finish the job.
Yeah, it was chocolate and fucking whiskey. Okay. That shit hurt.
Here we go. Here's the rest.
Damn, he's fucking just roughing.
Chuck's trying. And Johnny Knox his ass up. Your palms are sweaty?
Yeah.
All right, but hey, success. You didn't puke.
All right.
Well, no, I've seen that one though. Like it's like, yeah, I didn't like I've seen it.
Okay. All right.
So that was a 7 out of puke. Got it.
Bro. It is entry number 2. Oh, Marco, are you gonna keep you should keep a document. You should actually not the book, but you should actually keep a document.
I'm looking at it. Okay.
That tracks like the videos that are sent in, sure. The submissions, the level, like
you just make sure you have doubles.
And means that he threw up.
Oh yeah,
any throw up that comes out of your mouth is a 10. Anything if you can choke it back down, it's somewhere
that's a 9. Yeah, if it comes up to the back of the teeth and he is able to get it back down, that's a solid 9.
Okay, so a 10 right, is it comes out of his mouth. A 9 is it he vomits in his mouth but swallows it. An 8. Is when he verps and there's just a little bit on the back of his throat.
Little chunkies. All right, anyway, right? All right, next video.
Okay. All right, next video. Here we go. So this is the next one in What's Up, Chuck. Redneck tries to eat pickled pig feet.
Well, howdy, world. Hey,
catfish, Billy.
Really come to you live. My
I buddy love pig feet.
Catfish. He said, is there anything you will not eat? He told me
catfish is dope. This guy's hilarious.
You eat cat food. I've ate some of the hottest peppers the world's ever created. I've ate the toe of Satan. I've ate the pocky
toe
chip.
Of Satan.
I've ate the plutonium Mad Dog 357. I mean, I've ate a whole lot of weird, disgusting, nasty, prideful to do stuff that people says I can't do. So I went to the store and I bought some pickled pig's feet.
Pickled pig's feet.
I ain't gonna lie, my belly's already turning just thinking about it. It's gonna be bad. Might as well go ahead and take my shirt off. Good Lord knows.
His wife has an OnlyFans, by the way.
Oh, you should like this guy. He takes his shirt off randomly for no reason.
Pickled pig's feet. I don't suggest anybody even try this
shit. I fucking hate pickled shit. I can't even imagine.
But see, here's the thing. I like pickled pig's feet.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, next video.
That's it. Wait, let's see.
I'll watch it.
Let's see if I don't mind pickle. You know, I don't mind.
I'm telling you, nothing turns my stomach worse than this. I tried to eat pig's feet cooked one time. Don't touch it.
This is just funny on its own.
I mean, just his reaction.
Oh shit!
The feel. It's so disgusting and gritty.
Why does the way he talks speak up?
Oh my god.
He sounds like a Disney villain.
Look at that.
Right, so, yeah, no
that
one's a letdown.
Okay, so there you go. But like here's the thing. That teaches people a lesson. It doesn't matter if it grosses the person in the video out. It matters if it grosses Chuck out. Team Curtis, I got you beat. So Team Curtis says he wants to send us a Sir Strumming video for next week.
What is that?
Well, I'm about to tell you. So Marco, did you know that there was a TV show that only aired for 2 summers? It was like, you know, a summer, like instead of reruns, they showed this show over the summer.
Okay.
Do you know who Jeff Dye, the comedian, is?
No. Uh-uh.
I'll show him to you. He's very funny. But he was on a show as the tour guide. And what he did, he's this 30-something-year-old comedian who then went on vacation 2 summers in a row with, you ready?
Mm.
George Foreman.
Okay.
Terry Bradshaw. William Shatner.
What the fuck?
And Henry Winkler.
That's a fucking cast.
So, one of the greatest heavyweights, one of the greatest quarterbacks, the Fonz.
The Fonz, right.
Captain Kirk. Okay. So, in the second season, they go to Sweden. And while they're in Sweden, they all sit around in a park and get Jeff, the host, brings this platter of a Swedish delicacy called surströmming.
No. No, sir. Okay.
So here you go.
Is that the fermented fucking shark?
Here, no, that's Iceland.
That's
so idea. Here we go. This is the Henry Winkler, George Foreman, William Shatner,
I've seen
Terry Bradshaw on vacation in Sweden with a stand-up comedian named Jeff Dye. And this is one of the funniest things. Here we go. What's up? Oh, in the Swedish culinary tradition, I'm reading this. Enjoyed since the 16th century, especially popular in Norway.
It's a can of tuna fish. I mean, I've had can. In this sea. Yeah, yeah. Thank
you. Here you go.
Look on it.
He cracks the can.
Oh, my God. What is it? Oh, that.
So Terry Bradshaw gets up and runs away from the table, and he's gagging.
Oh my God!
You mean you don't like it?
You smell that over here?
And he's fucking voted the most disgusting smelling food in the world.
In the world,
likened to the smell of rotting eggs that have been rotting in a sewer.
I got that on my hands. Golly! Oh, what a dummy I am!
I'm running away from the odor, but I didn't realize it's all over my shirt.
It's in my hat.
Okay.
It's in my hat. Oh, oh, it's on my fingers. Oh,
oh my God. That smells like porta potty.
Wish I could smell it.
This is a joke. I'm telling you, it was like decomposing bodies. It was so nauseating.
What? They're going to eat it.
Oh. They put fucking baguettes down? Like they're going to put this shit on fucking bread?
Oh, that yeah.
Is so gross.
If you do watch that,
William Shatner, Captain Kirk.
George is a.
He just William Shatner. It's got skin on him, bro.
As you cross the ocean,
watch, he's gonna do
this
it.
Is a delicacy.
First of all, Captain Kirk, where no man has gone before.
I am going to eat the fermented herring.
This is Viking stuff.
What the hell? This is. Oh.
William.
Cameraman throws up. Wow.
Look at Big George, too.
George Foreman takes his
George bread. George is dipping in the sauce, in the juice.
I didn't mind the herring. As a matter of fact, I'd have it again.
Oh, shit.
Could be with less of the commentary and more of the eating.
No, Bill, I got come it. Here,
Jerry. Yeah, so.
Come here, Jerry. No,
it's here. Dean Curtis is going to send a surströmming video that's I wanted to give you a background on what surströmming is. We'll have to do that next week. So okay. We're up against it.
Just to give
that's it. Where's Matt? Fucking what the hell, Matt?
Do they have this shit on Amazon? Because I'll order it.
I wonder. Let's see.
But visitors, if you can get a hold of it, if we can't get a hold of it, you can get a hold of it. Go ahead and email us at lockerroommailbag@gmail.com.
Well, Matt can get a hold of it. It's Swedish.
Lockerroommailbag@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 509-903-9020. Once again, that's 509-903-9020. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you guys putting up with us. I'm sure it's fucking expensive.
Really? If you were to order it, it would not arrive until the middle of April to the beginning of May.
Okay.
And it's
a month.
$98 a pound.
Fuck.
No. Oh, how much is a can? How many?
What's a can? Is $65 for like a cat food can. That's to order it here. That's Amazon.
What?
I mean, I wonder if it's.
Listen, I'd probably pick off fucking pickled herring.
Listen, regular. I'm gonna be real with you. I think $65 is worth it to watch, you know, Chuck throw up for a fucking episode. I'm just saying.
I mean, if you
but I want to try it,
up the ante.
But I want to try
up the ante. Okay. If you want me to fucking vomit and you think that showing me something, if you want to send me something, if you want to send me something to fucking eat on the air or try to put it in my mouth or smell it, I will.
If I
hit my tonsils, I would send you some tonsil stones and dare you to smell them.
I got him! I got him! Tonsil
stones.
Oh, got him. Ladies and gentlemen.
Tonsil fucking rocket.